Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Good afternoon, I'm Damien O'Reilly and this is Liveline. Friday afternoon, you can text 51551. We're going across the pond to Canada and Christina Durack is on the line there. It's early morning there. Christina, good morning. Good afternoon to you.
Good morning, Damien. How are you?
Very good. You're in Canada, but of Irish descent. How long have you been there?
I've been here for 30 years, Damien.
Right. And originally from?
I'm originally from Ballyhadeer in County Roscommon.
Very good. Now, you were in a shop recently. You saw one of these T-shirts. You were upset by it. Describe what was written on the T-shirt that prompted you to complain to the manager.
Well, I saw a few T-shirts, actually, Damien, and one of them said, Irish today, hungover tomorrow. Another one had, I were drunk on a shamrock. And the third one I saw, it was a drink up, B-I-T-C-H-E-S.
Drink up, bitches.
Yes.
And where were these T-shirts on sale?
These were on sale in my local mall, Damien, the Oshawa Centre in Oshawa, Ontario. It's about 50 miles east of Toronto.
Right. And they're on sale because, of course, St. Patrick's Day is approaching and it's celebrated
yes.
across the world, including... Is that why they're on sale at the moment?
Yes, it is. There are many varieties of shirts available. You know, some nice St. Patrick's Day T-shirts as well. But those particular ones really upset me when I saw them.
Yeah. Why? Well, maybe it's a silly question, but I'll ask you anyway. Why were you upset by them?
Well, I feel like these specific T-shirts cross the line when it comes down to the appropriation of ethnicity. Not all Irish people happen to be drunks or raging alcoholics, Damien.
Mm. It's a reputation we have, though, isn't it?
Well, I guess it's an inappropriate reputation that we have. Not all Irish people, like I said, are raging drunks. There's a small element, like in any population. Canadians, they love their drink. Americans love their drink. English people, you name them. Mm. They all love their drink, but they just don't... They're not stereotyped into being drunken idiots.
But why do you think these were printed on these T-shirts then?
Well, I believe that they were printed just for the purpose of... Just for sales for Urban Planet.
No, I know that, but why specifically I'm drunk, Irish today, hungover tomorrow? Why were those words printed on the T-shirt?
Well, they're very derogatory. And maybe they appeal to the younger crowd of people, but certainly not to people in my age group.
But is that the stereotype of Irish people in Canada? Are they playing up to that?
I believe so. I definitely believe so. And this particular store is just offering a platform for all this ethnic discrimination, especially towards Irish people at this time, St. Patrick's Day just approaching.
Mm. It's an interesting take on it, all right, that as an ethnic minority in Canada, if you want to put it like that, it is derogatory. Would we get away with it if we were to stereotype a race or a country in a similar way with T-shirts here?
Well, I'm not quite sure because I've been away from Ireland for 30 years, Damien.
Yeah.
But there was a case here recently where, I don't know if you're familiar with the store H&M, they got in trouble for having an African-American child wearing a sweatshirt that said, coolest monkey in the jungle.
Mm.
And there was extreme backlash for that.
Sure.
And it was very distasteful, but the matter was handled swiftly and seriously.
So what did the manager say when you brought it to their attention?
She kind of just said nothing, but she more or less gave a silent nod to me that it was distasteful. She did offer me one of the Urban Planet cards, and I did contact Urban Planet, and I was expecting perhaps to get a better response, but it was more or less saying that they were not going to do anything.
Mm. And do you think that Irish people would wear these T-shirts? Because there's no point in you being Canadian saying, I'm Irish today, hungover tomorrow. Or maybe
well,
you would, I don't know.
Yes, I'd say there would be very few, if any, Irish people would be proud to wear a T-shirt like that. So I don't think that there would be many people of Irish background wearing those particular T-shirts. you know, any mindful brand should be aware and inclusive of all ethnic, racial groups, and this means being sensitive where necessary.
Yeah.
But if stores decide to stock St. Patrick's Day themed T-shirts or merchandise, for that matter, of any kind, with implications that being intoxicated or under the influence of a substance is the basis and construction of what it means to be Irish, what does that say about their beliefs as a brand, Damien?
Now, are we not being a little bit, to use this modern-day word, are we not becoming a little too woke when it gets to the issue of, you know, of having a bit of crack and having a drink and the Irish and all of that? Do we take ourselves a bit too seriously, and do we take unnecessary offence at these things?
Well, I don't think so. Like, don't get me wrong, people can wear what they want and they can buy what they want and people find different things funny. But this, I feel, is crossing the line. Why stereotype Irish people as being raging drunks?
Mm. And have you ever felt that, you know, people look upon you like that because of your Irish?
I haven't actually experienced it, but who's to say, you know, that people around me are thinking that?
Yeah.
You know, when you hear that particular day when I was in the store, when I saw this, it almost made me feel to be like, you know, I felt disrespected, to be honest with you.
And were they
been drunk in my life.
Right. But were they on sale prominently? Were they doing a roaring trade, did the manager say? Did they remove them?
Yes, they were in the front of the store. No, they did not remove them.
Okay, no, so everybody going in is greeted with this T-shirt, which says, just remind us again of the slogans on the ones you saw. They're green and white, I presume.
One of them was green and white, and shamrocks all over, and it said, Irish today, hungover tomorrow. The other one, I believe it was dark green. I were drunk over a shamrock. And then the third one was black, and it said, drink up, B-I-T-C-H-E-S.
Okay. And how is St. Patrick's Day celebrated there? I mean, is it kind of a drink fest, if you know what I mean? Because that's what it is in a lot of parts of the world, and in Dublin in particular.
Yeah, you see, well, they have, of course, a big parade in Toronto, and there are a number of Irish establishments there, pubs and restaurants and stuff like that. So I'm not in that category of people that go out drinking, Damien. So I'm sure people celebrate. The people that I know, some Irish people here in the local community, they don't drink to excess either.
Yeah, but you're not anti-alcohol or anti-people having
no,
a good time and having a jar, right?
No, it's lovely to be able to take a drink in moderation.
Yeah.
When people take it to excess and alcoholism becomes a problem.
But you're 35 years there. And when you meet people and they discover you're Irish, have you ever had people say to you, oh, Ireland, you enjoy your drink there, or I'd love to go to Ireland to drink the Guinness? Do people stereotype you like that and talk about...
I personally haven't had that experience, Damien. Maybe that's because I'm not a drinker myself.
Yeah. But I wonder why these T-shirts then, who thought that these T-shirts were appropriate to put on sale in Canada? Like,
that's
as I said,
exactly.
who are they looking? Who are they? Who's their audience? Who do they want to buy these T-shirts? Are Irish people going to buy a T-shirt which says "Irish today, drunk tomorrow"? Maybe for a bit of crack. I don't know. But
you would be offended
if you saw somebody. Have you seen anybody wearing them? By the way,
not so far.
But if you met somebody now wearing one, what would you say to them, or would you be offended?
I would be offended, but again, I can't say anything to them because people can wear what they want. But it's just portraying a negative stereotype about all Irish people, really. You know, it's not categorising a certain element of people, but it's inclusive of all Irish people.
Yeah, and Canada and Ireland have tremendous links. A huge Irish community in Canada, and probably where you probably know a lot of Irish people. Are there societies and organisations and clubs, Irish clubs, that you're a member of?
Yeah, I'm not actually myself a member of them, but I know of a number of them, Damien.
Yeah,
and it's not because I don't want to be; it's just that I don't have the time.
Sure, sure. Yeah, just wondering, you know, if you come across anybody else, any other Irish people over there that had spotted these T-shirts and what they would have said about them.
It'd be interesting. My brother is probably going to be coming over this month, and it will be very interesting to hear his take.
But if you did see somebody wearing one in a restaurant or on a bus, or would you say something to them? Would you ask them why are they wearing it, or would you try and defend Ireland's reputation? Would you go that far?
I'd probably say, you know, I hope this doesn't include everybody, all Irish people in the same on your T-shirt, something to that effect.
Yeah. Okay, 51551. Tommy Roddy's on the line. Good afternoon, Tommy. You're listening to Christina there.
How are you, Damien?
Not too bad. Go ahead.
Well, when I heard, first of all, that somebody was ringing from Canada, I thought, oh, this is obviously now about the coronavirus. But then when I heard what she was talking about, I thought, I mean, this is ridiculous. This woman needs to chill out. And I was thinking of here in Galway, where I live, I bought a sweatshirt in one of these kind of Irish shops to sell Irish souvenirs geared for the tourists and that kind of thing. And on the sweatshirt that I bought, I sent it on, but your researcher didn't seem to be able to see the image. But it says Galway Drinking Team, and into the date established 1863, and then it just says lifetime member, you know. And I mean, I don't have any problem wearing that T-shirt, not that I wear it every day, but, you know, I mean, it's just a joke, like, it's just a bit of fun.
Yeah, but is it not derogatory to have T-shirts on sale in another country portraying the Irish as a crowd of drunks?
Well, you see, it depends on what way you look on it. You know,
is it something to be proud of, having this reputation, Irish today, hungover tomorrow?
Yeah, but I mean, as I said, it depends on what way you look on it, really. You know, I mean, this is an image that Irish people in Ireland and abroad, going back generations, I suppose, at this stage, had to live with for a while. And, you know, I mean, I think the real problem is when somebody takes an issue with it. You know, this is a slightly different issue now, but I actually heard reference to it. Somebody was on talking about a different issue during the week. Like the word queer, you know, the way that was thrown at gay people over the years, and then they kind of claimed it back, and, you know, they use that word now, like, and they use it in gay marches and things like that. Mm. And, you know, it's just a word at the end of the day. Yeah, I think the real problem is when people take offence over it.
Christina, Tommy says you need to chill out.
Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. That's what I said to Tommy.
Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, Tommy.
But what I said, Christine, there, you know, do you not think that it's just a joke? Like, it's just a bit of fun.
If it doesn't cross a certain line. I believe this has crossed the line. You know, I personally don't like to be classified in that category as being a drunken idiot. You have to be aware of yourself, and, you know, you have to show up for work the next day. You don't want to be hungover. I personally don't want to be.
But I may have missed it, but what kind of a shop was this item of clothing for sale?
It was just a regular store, a clothes store. Called Urban Planet.
Is it like the shop that I bought this sweatshirt here in Galway?
I don't believe
stuff
so.
Here at tourists.
Yeah, I don't believe so. No, it's just a regular store in the mall.
Yeah, well, okay. I mean, to me, it's just a bit of fun, and, you know,
you're entitled to your opinion.
I think the real problem is when people take an issue with it.
I think the problem is when people don't, actually.
Okay.
But again, like I said, you're entitled to your opinion and I'm entitled to mine.
Okay,
so, yeah,
that's what Liveline's all about. Michael Kennedy's on the line, 51551. Michael, your opinion?
I just think that lady is brilliant. I just think she's absolutely brilliant and she's absolutely spot on the button. I mean, the best we can do is when we have any official visitors here to this country is bring them to the Guinness's Hub store. We brought Kate and William last week and we brought the Queen of all people, and we brought the president of the USA.
Yeah, but Michael, I saw the footage on the news. I didn't see William and Kate kicking and screaming, being dragged into the Guinness storehouse.
I'm pretty sure that we set the agenda for visitors.
They do. Oh, very much so. Very, very much so. The British diplomatic corps had a huge say in this visit this week.
Isn't that really a statement in itself, that people who are not from this country feel that an intricate part of our heritage and our society is inextricably linked.
Well, it was
with
the
alcohol.
The Guinness Storehouse event the other evening. Do you know who hosted that?
It doesn't really matter.
It does. It was the British ambassador to Ireland.
But that's not the point I'm making here.
Well, what were we meant to say? Were we meant to say? But if you were involved in the negotiations with the British diplomatic corps, and they said the British ambassador would like to follow in the footsteps of Queen Elizabeth in 2011, would like to host a reception in the Guinness Storehouse, which is the most popular tourist attraction in Ireland. The most popular tourist attraction in Ireland is the Guinness Storehouse.
Really,
what would you have said?
You're really reinforcing my case that we are associated as a nation of drunks. We have absolutely brought this about. It's our steer.
But Michael, anybody that's going out tonight and enjoys two or three drinks, are they drunks?
No.
No.
And how many of all of those? And let's talk about the nightclubs and all of the rest, are going out for two or three drinks tonight. Seriously.
Do you take a drink yourself, Michael?
No, I haven't taken a drink in a long time.
So you're anti-drink?
I'm not anti-drink at all. I'm absolutely... I consider myself to be a very sociable character.
Yeah. Yeah, come back in there, Tommy.
Yeah, sorry, your caller there, what's his name?
Michael.
Michael was talking about Kate and William going to the Guinness Storehouse. Well, in Galway, as he probably knows as well, they were in Tchicoli. It's a well-known traditional pub here in Galway. And, I'll be honest with you, if they actually didn't call to a place like that, I'd be almost more surprised than the fact that they did. Like, Galway, any time of the year, we always get a huge amount of visitors. And I'd meet people on the street sometimes, or sometimes if I was in a pub myself and I'd be talking to tourists, they'd be asking me about the trad music pubs. And there's the likes of Tecoli there, then there's Taft, and then there's the Crane, which is a little bit off the city centre. They'd be the three main trad music
pubs. But Tommy, in fairness to Michael, the point he's making there, have we not moved on a little bit from that reputation, that stereotype, you know, the pub and the Cayley music and all of that?
Yeah, but Michael was saying again...
Not so much the Cayley.
Well, not the... Okay, no, I know, but...
A big plus on the Cayley music and an awful lot of other aspects of Irish traditions.
Yeah.
But I just think that we have been broad brushed as a nation of drunks, and it has manifested itself from within.
And the fact that there's T-shirts on sale in Canada saying Irish today, hungover tomorrow.
How did he come up with that idea?
Yeah,
he didn't say Welsh or even Russian.
Yeah,
but Michael, you're saying we've been broad brushed as a nation of drunks. Like, as I said, that was a perception of Irish people many years ago, and I think we've moved on.
No, we haven't. And we haven't. They wouldn't have T-shirts for sale if they want to make any money out of it if we had moved on.
No. What I'm saying is, no, the T-shirts are one thing, and I don't have an issue with them, as I said, but I think we've moved on from this thing about, you know, the Irish being portrayed as a nation of drunks. I mean, this is not the perception of Ireland today. Like, the perception of Ireland internationally is a very progressive country and, you know, a very young country and an outward-looking country. And these may have been the images of the country in the past, and I accept that. But I don't think they're the images now.
Well, then why are they selling T-shirts in Canada portraying us as such?
Yeah, but what I'm saying
is... And why does every special visitor to the country end up in Guinness's?
Yeah, but as regards the T-shirts, they're a bit of fun. And as regards Kate and William going to the Guinness Storehouse, the Guinness Storehouse is the number one tourist attraction in the country. Like, if I went to Berlin... I was in Berlin a few years ago, and if I didn't actually go to the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin, I'd consider that a little bit odd. You know, I was in New York again a few years previous, and I went to the Empire State Building. I went out to Staten Island. I did all those things. Like, I was up in Northern Ireland there a few years ago. I went to Giant's Causeway. I went to the Carrickarreed Rope Bridge. Like, if you come to Ireland, you go to Dublin. You go to the Guinness Storehouse. You come to Galway. You go to a place like Tecoli.
You know, that's just reality of it today. And to get
why is
up
it
and,
that the only place
let Michael
world,
back in, yeah? Go, Michael.
Why is it that we're the only country in the world that has as top of its agenda to send people who are visitors to this country to, I mean, illegalise? I mean, you talk about two or three drinks, and I accept that. But the reality of it is that if you want to see what Guinness and Diageo and all of those guys do, have a look at a Saturday night in any of the hospitals down anywhere in the country, or Sunday night, or even Friday night, and tell me that we're in good nick and that we shouldn't address this issue that we have.
Yeah, but
we have an issue, and that lady was 100% right to raise it. It's not acceptable.
Yeah, but you're saying
it objectionable to be seen as a drunk.
You're saying there, Michael, why do we send these people? Like Damien said, that the event in Dublin was hosted by the British ambassador.
Absolutely, I appreciate that, but it's become it's so ingrained in our society. It has become it's right rooted, deep rooted in our whole psyche that we think that this is acceptable. It's not.
Yeah, but Kate and William came to Galway. They wanted to come to Galway because Galway is the European capital of culture. So you come to Galway, and the trad music pubs in Galway are a huge part of our culture. So
every
For them to go to, they weren't dragged into Ticoli kicking and screaming. You know,
come here, for a second.
Michael.
Every Sunday evening from about 7:30 to about 8:30 or 8:45, I socialise with a number of people. And we all go around to the pub at the back of Rotten Wines Church. And some people have tea and coffee, and some people have a couple of drinks. Mm. And we sit and we socialise and we go home. And I love it. And sometimes there's guitars and whatever taken out. And we have a ball. Great crack. Mm. No issue.
And that's the way
Absolutely.
To enjoy. That's the way we should enjoy.
That's not the way it's done in general.
No, you're right. I mean, go into the city centre. I've seen it for myself. You're right, Michael. There's no sugarcoating it or saying, sure, people are having a great time. And you know, whatever
Damien,
the drink,
the,
we know
the,
there's
Damien,
there's drugs
Damien,
as well at play here
that's
too.
That's the front line damage.
Yeah, yeah.
What about them when they go home to the wife and the kids?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Just stay there, Michael and Tommy and Christina. There's another Christina. Christina Corrigan. Good afternoon, Christina. 51551. You're in County Meath. Go ahead, Christina.
Oh, hello. I came in late onto your interview with that girl from Canada.
Yeah, she basically she went into her local. I'll let the other Christina remind the other Christina. Will you talk to Christina? Canadian Christina, will you talk to me, Christina?
Yes, I will. Yes, hello, Christina. Last week, I went into my local mall. I thought I'd buy a few St. Patrick's Day T-shirts. And I was confronted with a few very inappropriate T-shirts, in my opinion, when I went into a store called Urban Planet. And I felt quite offended, actually, and hurt by what I saw. And that's the basis for my calling.
And what was on the T-shirt?
Irish Today, Hungover Tomorrow on one of them. I Were Drunk on another one. And the other one I saw, Drink Up, BITCHES.
Oh, yeah. I heard then the debate going on and with callers coming in, but I would take offence to that. I really would. I do know that Ireland boasts the highest number of teetotalers per capita in the world, which is wonderful. However, we do have a problem with drink in the country. Alcohol and alcohol abuse is referred to as the Irish virus, which is horrific in itself.
Yes.
I would take offence. I would be very very offended by it. And getting back to the statement about the Guinness store, I mean that is wonderful to have it there, but unfortunately, if that's the only form of entertainment we have in a city like Dublin. It's a sad statement.
People go to these places
Tommy.
Of their own free will.
I'm understanding free will. People drink of their own free will. People take drugs of their own free will.
If you advertise anything, people will go to it.
And you're saying that Ireland has a problem with drink. You know, are we the only country in the world with a problem with drink? You know, does every other country
not have a problem
with drink?
We're talking about ourselves here.
Michael, yeah.
We're talking about ourselves here. Let's keep it nice and real.
Yeah, but I mean,
the reality of it is that we have a serious issue with drinking in this country.
I'll be honest with you. I think you're actually making the whole thing worse because you're actually highlighting this issue you know, saying that Ireland has a problem with drink. You know, if you go to England...
Perhaps we should all keep our heads down.
They have a problem with drink, I'm sure, as well.
Yeah, you know, just keep paying round the clock for fellas going in to A&Es and with heart failure and liver disorders and car crashes and... Oh, go on, you're right. We should just keep our heads down and think about it.
It's just a joke. As I said to Damien, like I like to have my few drinks, and you know when I go out and I like to tread music sessions and all that. But I mean, I bought this sweatshirt here in Galway a few years ago, and as I said, it's got Galway drinking team on it, lifetime member. Like I don't have a problem with that. You know, it's just a bit of fun. You know,
okay, Michael. No, thanks for your points. Much appreciated. And I'll let you back there. Thanks very much to Michael. Christina, can I just come back to you? I was asking about our reputation abroad. You know, have you ever come across, you know, on your travels abroad, people associating Ireland with nothing except drink?
Personally, I haven't, Damien. And I think perhaps that could be true because I'm not a drinker myself.
Yeah.
I'm not anti-drink either. I think a drink in moderation is a wonderful thing and can also be good for your health. That's my understanding. But if it's the other way, if it's in excess, it can become a problem if somebody becomes an alcoholic.
But do you think that that reputation does exist in the US or in Canada, for example, where these T-shirts are on sale?
I think it still probably does, that the Irish people are stereotyped as being drunks. Yes.
Okay, Deirdre Harrington's on the line. Deirdre, good afternoon to you. 51551, you're listening to our discussion. Go ahead, Deirdre.
Hiya, Damien. Yeah, I was just listening to the original caller and it kind of made me reminisce a little bit about my time living in Louisiana. So I lived in Baton Rouge down there, and in Louisiana, Mardi Gras is their biggest festival, and that's very much associated with drinking and partying. But the next biggest festival in that neck of the woods would be the St. Patty's Day or the Patrick's Day festivals and parades. And it is absolutely used as an excuse for everybody to get up very, very early, to be drinking until maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the day, and then it's all over. But it was, the stereotypes were absolutely front and centre of all that, not just in terms of the drinking and all that, but actually... like there's a lot of Mardi Gras beads there and a lot of throws that used to be thrown from these festival floats. And often it was cabbages and potatoes that were being thrown. So the stereotype is alive and well in many parts of the US, especially perhaps the parts of the US that have kind of limited exposure to what a progressive country and an outward looking country Ireland is. But I guess my response to it all was, well, they're engaging with the culture. It was a bit of fun, and everyone always had such a positive viewpoint of Irish people.
But how did you feel about the cabbages and potatoes?
I thought it was strange. I wasn't particularly comfortable with the cabbages and potatoes. I just thought it was a little bit kind of a backward view of us. But, you know, I can't change how the whole of the society down there views Irish people. All I could do was try and be as much. I actually kind of felt pressure sometimes to be crack all the time because I had to live up to the stereotype of Irish people being fun all the time. But no, I mean, I took it with a pinch of salt and didn't bother me massively.
And it's called Patty's Day there. Why on earth is it called Patty's Day?
I'm not sure what the history of that is, but yeah, it's always been Patty's Day and the Patty's Day parade in North America anyway.
Yeah. Christina, do you want to come back in there?
Hello. Yeah, I'm not quite sure, Damien, why it's called Patty's Day. Maybe because of Paddy.
Yeah. Teresa Davey is there. Good afternoon, Trace, is it?
Trace,
hi. Yeah. Go ahead, Trace.
I was one of the many people who had to immigrate in 1989 to London, and unfortunately I got sick while I was there, and that's a very tough experience, being on your own and away from home and sick with something, an illness that is associated with alcohol abuse. And I will never forget to this day a consultant standing at the end of the bed surrounded by students and nurses and asking me, did I drink? And I said I had 2 drinks in the past 2 weeks. And he said, really, Miss Davey, I don't believe you. All Irish people are drinkers. And he thought, well, he should have been healing me. He was embarrassing me with his wishes in front of his students. But of course I forgive him. But it's very hard to forget, because it was hard being Irish in England at that time. It was tough at the best of times. It was hard being sick in bed and not being able to argue back with him. And both my parents are pioneers, and alcohol abuse wasn't anything I was exposed to or would engage in. But to be accused so openly and as being Irish, and because I'm Irish, I was a drinker.
Deirdre, am I right? Just looking at you, are you in the UK, Deirdre?
I am indeed.
And so we don't have to go to Canada or America to experience this sort of stereotype. Have you experienced that in the UK?
Not particularly. I don't think so. There's not. I mean, Irish people have been over here, you know, for years, and we've got. I think English people have quite a good exposure of what Ireland is like now, and that stereotype is kind of dying away.
But and the funny thing is, in the UK of all places, the pint at lunchtime, which your lunch, you know, in the office blocks, is that still, or has that died out? Deirdre?
Well, I work in a hospital, so I couldn't be sure about that. We definitely don't be having a I wouldn't mind a drink at lunchtime at the moment, but no, I'm not sure.
I remember an argument being made one time by somebody, you know, saying, well, should look at them in the UK, they have still a pint at lunchtime. We don't do that in Ireland. That's because we probably couldn't do it. We couldn't do one pint. We'd have to do three or four. So maybe that's the reason there. So anyway, Christina, are the t-shirts still for sale despite your complaint?
Yes, as of yesterday, they were still for sale.
Right. Okay, well, there's still 2 weeks to go. By the way, how is the coronavirus being looked upon over there? Are people concerned? What contingencies are being put in place? Christina, are you following it?
Yes. They are a little bit concerned here, but they don't seem to be overly concerned at this point. That's what I'm getting from the news here.
Yeah.
There are a certain number of people going around with face masks on, and they're advised, you know, not to cough, not be near somebody so many a meter or something, and to wash your hands constantly.
Okay, all right, but it's have you many cases there? Do you know? Big country.
I think there's something like 60 or something here so far altogether in Canada. I may be wrong, but I think it's roughly around 60.
Right, okay. All right, listen, thanks for that, Christina. Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Deirdre. Thanks to Michael earlier, Trace, and the other Christina and all our callers. Back with more after this.